Good afternoon. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and you know parks make life better. I'm 100% believer of that. And with me from the Shelbyville Parks and Recreation Department would like to welcome the park director, Karen Martin. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
About the dog park opening.
You would not believe my excitement. It has been a process, but you know what? Sometimes processes are meant to be there for a reason, to make sure everything's good. And, I couldn't be happier. I'm just excited that people are going to get to use this, you know, and who knows what the weather will bring in the winter, but they're still going to have it for a whole year, and then a year after, and a year after. And so I'm so excited for all the people.
It looks nice.
Yes. And people have been so patient with us, and I appreciate that, because a lot of people don't realize what all it takes to make things happen. And it's certainly, like I said, it's been a process, but it's going to be well worth it. Yes. So I'm so excited.
Now, do you have a dog, Karen?
I have grand dogs.
Okay.
And those grand dogs love to play with other dogs. So I'm sure they'll be excited about it. I haven't really asked them.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I took one of my grand dogs out to the trails a couple weeks in ago on a leash and was walking, and he was just loving it. He loves everybody, loves every dog. And so I'm sure he would enjoy the dog park as well.
And it's so enjoyable to watch your pets, you know, enjoy themselves.
Well, it's a great place. The dog park's a great place for dogs to learn socialization. And just like kids, you know, they've got to learn how to play and who to play with. And they've got toys and apparatuses to play on. And it's just a great time. Then there's also a great big open field that small dogs and large dogs can both play together, and they can chase balls and catch frisbees, and they're all off their leash, and they just love it.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's a nice opportunity. And I know, for the kids that are maybe in 4-H or doing the dog showmanship, it's really nice to have the agility course and be able to do that. And practice with him.
Yes, it'll be wonderful for those kids.
Be a resource right in our community.
Absolutely.
So when is the ribbon cutting?
The ribbon cutting is Friday, 4:30. So this Friday at 4:30. So, bring your dogs out. If you don't want to bring the dog and you just want to come and register, we'll be there to register people. Make sure if you're registering, make sure that you bring all your current, a copy of your current dog shot record.
Okay.
And that's going to be very important to us in order to give you a key fob and in order to give you the little dog tag that goes on your dog's collar. We have to have those current shot records. And that is just to make sure every dog that is in there is, you know, current.
No, you would definitely want that.
Absolutely. So. And so that's the safety feature for the dog park. And, you know, it's just the other feature is the little dog tag that I talked about for the dog's collars. If somebody sees a dog that's in there that doesn't have one of those, then they'll know that dog may not have paid to get in and may not have got his shot records to us. You know, so then the people can call us and they can say, hey, we see a dog in here that he doesn't have the Parks Make Life Better dog tag on his.
But what's it look like?
It's white and it's got the real bright letters saying Parks Make Life Better.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's
neat. And then on the back it says Shelbyville.
Oh, so, that's neat.
Yeah, so, it'll be...
Now, what's going to happen if they, like, don't see it because they've got, like, their...
Long hair and stuff.
Right, you're going to get all kinds of phone calls.
Right, but, you know, I think most of the time they'll be very visible.
Right.
Most dog tags are on collars and stuff, you know, and it's bright white. So,
bright white.
Yeah, so you should be able to see it.
Unless you got multiple tags, because, see, well, we got, like...
I know.
Well, these days you get so many tags. You get your shot tag.
Absolutely.
You know, then you get your, if your dog gets lost, tag, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you get a little dog, like Daisy or something. Heck, yeah, I feel bad, because then she's walking around with all these tags.
Tag, and my grand dog has several... tags
just
as
like,
well.
Poor dog.
But you know, this one's real light. So.
I like it that it says Parks Make Life
Better. Absolutely.
On it. That's awesome. But it's so, I mean, I wouldn't take my dog to a place that didn't have that.
Yes.
Because you just don't want to take any chances. Absolutely. For your dog or yourself.
Yeah. You know? The safety of the people and the, you know, kids that might be in there. And it's a great thing to do. And so that way people will know, okay, this dog belongs.
So it's $30. That's a great deal for the year. And there's going to be paw print painting.
Yes.
There, let's get that word out.
You know, if it's not pouring down rain or storming, which I've heard it might be, we might have to forego the paw print paintings, but they are so fun. I did one with one of my grand dogs this weekend, and it was just so much fun. And you can kind of decorate the way you want, and then you're going to paint your little dog's paw then put it on there. And then if you don't like the way it turned out, you can always paint over the dog paw.
Right. I'm sure yours looks amazing.
It's not mine. It's Maverick, my grand dog. He's so proud of his painting.
Oh, that's so awesome. We did that too, and Daisy wasn't liking the paint on her paw, you know. And I was like, come on, Daisy. I think I got like three little flower parts, and I'm like, there we go.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, so they are cute, though.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see all the different ones
from
the different sizes of the dogs.
And it's fun, and that'll be a $20 fee for that. If you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, that's understandable as well. If it's not raining, we'll have those out there. So that would be great.
Wonderful. Well, that is super awesome. And now, if people cannot make it to the ribbon cutting ceremony, what should they do to sign their dog up?
Okay. They can come to the Parks Department. And, you know, most of the nights we close around 4. You can put your paperwork and stuff in. And the shot records and stuff into the box that's on the outside of the office if you miss us. And then we'll call you when your key fobs and your dog tag is ready. But otherwise, you can come in the office during the office hours and, you know, get it from 8 to 4 and get them. You mentioned it was $30 for a dog. It's $20 for the second dog or any dog after. So you get a little bit of break for the full year for the second or third or fourth dog, whatever.
And on the note, too, you really got to make sure that, you know, your dogs are going to behave when they're there also.
Absolutely, because you have to be able to control your dog because you are responsible for whatever your dog does. And so, you know, you have to make sure that you feel comfortable that this dog is a social dog, for one. It gets along with other dogs. If it doesn't, please make sure you don't bring it because you know that it's not going to work. If it's a shy dog or something like that, you know, you can always bring it into the one area where you unleash and just kind of let him get used to some dogs before you take him into the area. So we have an unleashing area.
Wonderful. And Karen, I know you all are super busy this month because it is October.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And what else do you got coming up pretty early soon?
Well, we have the Halloween Festival. And it'll be coming up shortly. Looking forward to it. I can't think of the date right off my hand.
Is it the 26th?
Yes, I believe it's.
Is it?
I've got to look.
It's a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday, and I believe it is the 26th.
So. I got it on my calendar.
Oh, I do too. Believe me, I have all these things on my calendar. There's so many things I can't keep up with them the time. But it is the 25th.
Is it the 25th?
25th. So yes, I'm excited about that.
I'm excited too. Yeah. Do you guys have a theme this year? Is there a certain theme you're going with?
Well. We have, you know, a superhero theme on the inside and on the outside, you know, for the hayride, it's a little more scarier type of theme. So you've got both. You've got, if your kids, you feel like, ooh, they'd be too scared to go on the hayride, then we've got that. We don't make the hayride super, super scary. We make it fun,
you know.
But because we love our kids. So.
Now, are you still going to have like the headless horseman and the pony
rides?
Yeah.
We'll have the headless horseman, the pony rides, and all the extra outdoor, extra curricular activity. Yes.
And the ages?
The ages. Well, it really depends. You know, there's a lot of older kids that want to come, right?
Right.
And we're not going to stop them. But the kids have to pay and buy a wristband.
Okay.
$7, $8, I think, afterwards. I don't have all those notes in front of me because I was here for the dog park.
No,
But anyway, so I'm trying to throw those out there. But
they can find it online.
Absolutely, yes. They can find it online. They can call the Parks Department at 392-5128. And absolutely bring your kids because your kids are the only ones that have to pay for the wristbands so they can play the game so we can see if you've paid or not and play all the games and do the hayride and do the pony ride. All of that's free.
That's awesome.
You know, a face painting, everything. Yes. So
it's amazing.
You get a
pumpkin,
you go to the pumpkin patch, get a pumpkin, you get to carve your pumpkin. So it's all in the price of the band for the kids.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's super awesome. So if you have young ones, you don't want to miss that.
Absolutely.
I like watching everyone come in their costumes.
Oh, me too. I love dressing up myself.
I know. You're always dressed up. So fun.
But yeah, you know, mostly it's kids that are younger, you know, from preschool age mm-hmm. on up to about 11 or 12, I think. There are older kids that come out and help. We need volunteers. So if you need community service hours for school or anything like that for college, then, hey, come out. We need your help. We also have a softball tournament going that night.
Okay.
Have over 90 teams, so there will be tons of people.
You're going to be so busy.
And then we also that weekend have the cross-country meet, and it will have about 4,000. So I mean we're going to have a busy
that
weekend.
Awesome.
So if anybody wants to volunteer to help park cars, help, you know, do all kinds of things, work the games, help work the diamonds, all those things are going to be so important to us that weekend.
So we're
recruiting help.
All right.
And you know, we do background checks, so make sure that there's nothing wrong and because we want good help.
No, right. And I got a couple emails, too. Can you give us an update on the skate park?
On the skate park, yeah, I can. You know, a lot of people don't know all the behind-the-scenes things that happen. And we did have the kids sit down with a designer a couple years back. And that designer took almost a year and a half to even get a design back to us. Well, when we got the design, it was average. It was a bike skate park, but it wasn't what we expected for the money. Now, I like the design, but I think we want to add to that. We're uh-huh. looking at considering a bike skills park for beginners, intermediate, and advanced, which is going to be cool.
What's that? What's a bike skills?
It is where you teach kids how to ride bikes and go up hills, down hills, pump tracks, you know, things like that. And then there's, you know, older levels, even to adult advanced levels. And we purchased a piece of land for the bike skate park. So that shows we're committed. We are going to build a bike skate park. It is in our master plan. And as long as I'm director, I will always push towards the things that the people have asked in the master plan.
Right.
And so that is one thing that we're continually working on. We're working on trying to get trails to the area. Mm-hmm. We're looking at establishing those things. I have worked with a couple guys from Indianapolis and Terre Haute that have built bike skills parks. And so
would that
working
include
with
a
them,
skate park too?
It would be in the very same park.
Okay.
And so it'd be something that, I mean, so many kids can enjoy.
Right.
Not only can they enjoy the skate park, you know, if they want to skate, they have an even bigger challenge for the bikes.
Well, and then like the little kids that are first learning to ride bikes, they
yes.
can do that too there?
Yes, yes. They do like these little training bikes. They're just so cute. But absolutely, tricycles, everything. The course is set up for all those different levels. Now, we've been looking at some of the ones that have already been built and looking at the needs and the amount of people that are utilizing them. And we know it's something that our youth would just, you know, grab onto. Now, when that will be built, you know, those things come with a price. And mm-hmm. as I said at the master plan sessions, there will be some things in the master plan that's easier, more doable, less money. You know, we'll probably try to do those at the same time. We've got to look at ways to get monies and funds and maybe grants and stuff for this other, for the bigger things like the bike skate park and the bike skills park and even the amphitheater and some of those other things, you know.
Now, is it like, can the public see the spa ranch, what they sent back to you?
Yeah, I still have that in my files. As I said, I'm trying to expand that. So, you know, it's not going to be exactly.
Right. Because it's just a proposal.
But definitely, that is something that, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to share if somebody wanted to come to my office and look at that. I don't think we're at that point yet.
It's a way off.
You know, it takes a lot of planning, a lot of work, and looking for the grants. I think your group did give us a grant to look at. We did apply for that grant. We did not get that grant.
Well, it's
we have not reapplied. So, you know.
Takes time.
Yes.
A lot of time.
And I've had 13 other projects that I've had going on. You've seen all the ribbon cuttings we're doing this year.
Yeah. And plus,
not just this year, the last 2 years.
And you're talking a lot of money.
Yes.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
Cost of something
yeah
like that.
So it is, and but it's something we're always going to work toward,
right?
And we're going to have
well and just
someday.
Like I don't think people realize, even like the bike trail, I heard that took close to, like, I don't know, was it 20 years? I mean, I don't know if that's exactly the number.
Yeah.
But I've heard it took many years
yeah.
to get well, it to it, what it is
it
today.
Took 7 years to build the first phase, to get the park and build the first phase of the park.
But it's coming out so nice.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
is from the dog
the
park. It's
first
looking
phase,
beautiful.
The second phase. Yeah. Each phase just adds more and more to it. And we're trying to do some smaller things that for the youth, like the canoe drops and things like that, canoe kayak drops.
How does that work?
Well, if you have a canoe or a kayak, mm-hmm. you can drop in at any of those points. Now, we're looking to put one. Blue River Community Foundation is doing this. I shouldn't say we're doing it. They've worked hard to get the money to do this through grants.
Do they clean it out? Like, so when you, like, if you go to one of those points, are they safer than you would just plop in your canoe anywhere because they keep it clean
yeah,
or something like
I mean,
that?
There's a place you can back your vehicle up. There's
okay.
a place to keep your vehicle. You know, there's
all right.
there's a lot to it. So
there's just so much to do at our parks. I
yes.
love that the
yes.
canoe. That's
you know,
there.
That's another one of those adventure items that the kids, you know, were seeking. And now
that's
we're
awesome.
Getting closer. Now, eventually, we are looking at ways that maybe we could do canoe or kayak rentals and stuff.
That'd be really nice.
But, yeah, so.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's, too, it's nice to, like, what you're doing is your plan is to start, you know, basically it could be at toddlers' ages, you know, because when you're young and you learn things like canoeing or bicycle riding or skateboarding, whatever it is, baseball,
yes.
more of a chance of becoming a habit as an adult, which
yes.
can help keep you healthier.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. These are all healthy things to do, but they're fun.
Right.
You know,
no, they are
they're
fun.
Exciting things.
That's the
to
kind
do.
Of exercise I like
yeah,
when you don't realize
absolutely.
That you're doing it.
Absolutely. So,
well, Karen, thank you so much
no
for your
problem.
Time.
No problem. Well,
thanks
keep,
for all the updates.
Yes, and I'll just keep working and working for the community. That's what it's all about, doing what they've asked us to do and really working hard at trying to achieve them. They don't happen overnight.
No.
I wish they did.
I wish you could just snap your fingers.
I
you
wish
know?
I was like Bewitched and could go, man, and have it for everybody. But when it happens.
Well, we'd be having you snap all kinds of stuff.
Yes,
then.
Boy. When it happens, though, it is going to be great. Everything's going to be
well,
great.
Well, it's neat to see the vision and see it happening. And
yeah.
thank you for all your hard work and everyone
well,
at the Parks Department.
And I have to say the dog park, it took more. It took a really buy-in from the dog lovers. And, mm-hmm. you know, the leadership of Shelby County, they need to be thanked because they're the ones that push that drive. And they raised $11,000 toward the dog park. to initiate and get it going.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
And it probably cost a lot more than $11,000.
It did. But, you know, you see that buy-in and you see that they really want it. And so when that happens, you know, it's easier to find the money because, you know, with I can go and I can look at grants or things and say, hey,
we did this so far.
Leadership in Shelby County has given us $11,000. You know, the city has done it, you know. So it's nice when you have that buy-in, when people love it so much that they're willing to do things for it.
Gives a little spark underneath it. Start that fire.
But yes, absolutely. So we got to thank them. They're a big force in this.
That's awesome. Well, yes. I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah.
That's this Friday, the Blue River Run Dog Park, and that's at 725 Lee Boulevard in Shelbyville for those listeners who may not know.
Yes.
All right. Excited. And the time is it
4:30?
4:30. All right.
4:30 Friday. Be there.
All right. Karen Martin with the Shelbyville Parks and Recreation Department. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.